This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Y'all were saving seats. We said no.
Chaos at Arlington High School graduation Tuesday night as two women fought over seats at this ticketed ceremony inside of Bellevue Baptist Church.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. And you know what? There will be no fighting in here on the Kevin Jackson Show. We're not going to allow it. The reason why I played that clip is because we had the season of graduation is among us. We've got these kids getting out of high school, making a transition into, I don't know, becoming toddlers in college. We've got college kids who are going to graduate from as toddlers and enter the real world and find out that they are woefully underprepared. And we have parents that demonstrate why it all is happening. We had these people that are in a church getting graduated. As these kids are walking up, these people are mad because they're saving seats, fighting over nonsense. We chronicled a story earlier about a guy getting killed over Hot Pockets. Hot Pockets. A snack. A food. And it wasn't like they didn't have the money. You know, I mean, it was on EBT cards, but you know, the card was loaded. They didn't have the right pin. The store had run out. I don't know what they could have done, but they get killed over Hot Pockets. I tell people all the time, it cracks me up when leftists talk about Black Lives Matter and all this, when I know people that have been killed over a look. You looked at me wrong. In traffic, I could tell you, no exaggeration, probably once a quarter, somebody in the area where I live is killed over a look, a traffic. They said the guy looked at me wrong. He challenged me. Look, let me explain something to black people. I grew up, and you all, I don't know why this is the way you grow up, but you grow up as a young black kid thinking that you're just the toughest people out there. Black people are tough. Maybe it's because we've been through slavery and all that. I don't think that's why they say it. But I will never forget when watching some guy that was supposed to be tough, and he runs into a trained white fighter, and the white guy just absolutely beats the crap out of him, and my little world was like, wow, white people can fight. Because I was so used to seeing them not fight. You people just got stepped on. Somebody would talk smack to you, a couple of black guys, oh, white guy would be like, hey, well, I'm really sorry. Y'all always seemed ready to please and amenable and not willing to fight. And you may look like you could fight, but you just wouldn't. You wouldn't fight back. And then I ran into white boys that would fight back. They're like, I don't give a crap who you are. I mean, they wouldn't fight me because, I would fight. I'm saying it would be a couple of black guys intimidating some white dude that I knew. When I got older, I was hanging around mostly fighters, martial artists. And they would be like, what? And confronting. You know, not in a mean-spirited way. I had a friend. His name is Raymond, and I'm telling you, he took no smack from anybody. He's a world champion. And he would be like, what? What'd you say? And I will admit, there were times where Raymond would antagonize people. But in other words, once you wanted to pick the fight, he didn't take the martial arts way and say, it's not worth it. He would say, well, whatever you want to do, and antagonize you. Oh, well, I guess you want to do something then, huh, black boy? He would be quick to say something like that. And I would he'd go, trust me when I tell you this. He'd say, why don't you bring your friend? And he'd kick the crap out of him. And the look on the faces of other blacks would be like, oh, wow. They had to have the same revelation I had before I lived mostly integrated in mainly white areas, but it was integrated. And I looked, when you get into sports, you learn that it isn't about black, white, or Hispanic, or whatever. It's who was a good athlete. And ironically, Raymond was not a very good athlete outside of martial arts. But in martial arts, he was a prodigy. And he made it a point to say, you want to talk some smack? I'll kick your butt. And he would, I didn't care if it was two, or he didn't care if it was two, three, four black guys. He'd talk smack, he'd get them mad, and he'd whoop every single one of them and dare the other ones around to do something. Who's next? And here's another thing. He'd fight all night. He might not run two blocks, but he'd fight all night. And so to learn that these people existed, they were like, I'm not going to take it. And you know what? I respect that. Raymond didn't care about white or black. I'll tell another story about him later. He actually kissed a black dude. It was at a tournament. it was a long story. But, anyway, the point is, he wasn't afraid to. It didn't matter what your color was. If you started smack with him, he was going to finish it. But going back to these ladies, these women are fighting over seats. We've got a culture now that just wants to fight, and I don't even understand it. I really don't. I do my job daily. I don't have an agenda. I know black people want to believe that I'm anti-black. You can say whatever you want. I don't care. There may be white people that go, he's pro-white. I don't care what you think. I'm pro-Kevin. I'm pro-right versus wrong. I'm pro-Bible. I'm pro-Constitution. I'm pro-America. I'm all that. I'll admit to that. But other than that, I see everybody else the same. Do I have an affinity from time to time when I see somebody that reminds me of myself? Absolutely. But if I see that in a little white kid, I feel the same way. But do I want to help these young black kids? Yeah, absolutely. I would love to have a bigger voice within the community where they were paying attention and, quite frankly, educating their parents. These are white, by the way, these are not black women fighting. These were white women fighting over a spot. At least they looked white. So it's crazy on all sides. At a graduation, at a time of celebration, a time of ceremony, people are fighting over the nonsensical things of seats. There were plenty. It's not like it was limited. You can't save seats. Why not? If there are four of my people here and three of them have to go to the bathroom, I'm saving seats. Who are you to tell me I can't save them? Oh, well, we want to sit here. Well, you can't. It's a big auditorium. Go find somewhere else. No, we got to start something. This is leftism. This is not, I mean, look, folks, this is simple. It's right versus wrong. The right thing to do is not create a scene over something on your kid's graduation over seats. That's what leftists do. That's the definition of leftism, because it's not right. We wouldn't do it. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today. Can't wait to get to some of it. Beckles in the news, Fox News, many other interesting topics. Back in the day.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andrea seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andrea's flaxseed, five-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andrea's seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andrea's seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
This is a Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
My heart. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Show. Why do I say be still my heart? There is a man in California who is, I gotta say, I'm beginning to get a man crush for him. His name is Omar Navarro. And he's got Maxine Waters in a real fight. Have you heard of Omar Navarro? Have you guys been paying attention? Well, you put the notes together, so I know you heard of him. Did you actually follow his work? Yeah, it's impressive. He's doing to Maxine Waters what Ali did to Liston. He's bringing the fight to her home. Are you aware, white people, that Maxine Waters' home is valued at $3 million? It looks like a mansion. I'm going to tell you, it looks like a place where slaves would be. Seriously. It's a plantation-looking home in California. In the Hancock Park district of L.A. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with the area, let's just say that Maxine does not live among the indigenous people that vote for her. Her constituents. No, she lives among the white folk. Yep, out of district. Maxine don't want no part of that Compton area. If you said to Maxine Waters, give up your home and move back to Compton or else you can't be a congresswoman, she'd say, y'all can have car. I'm going to retire anyway in the next couple of years. I'm done, and that's the end of that. You can bet that Maxine Waters would absolutely, positively not move back to her district. You crazy? Anyway, I'm curious. The reason why we posted on this story was I wanted to know if the constituents that Maxine Waters represents knows that she is a House Negro and thus not a field Negro. See, that's the terminology they use on me all the time. Kevin, you're a House Negro, but they use a different word. And I go, how so? They go, man, you just want to be with white people. Okay, fine. Then I'm a House Negro. I'm a proud House Negro. If that's what it takes to be safe and to not suffer from the delusion of the leftist blacks, fine. Call me whatever you want. I take it as a compliment. Maxine Waters should take it as a compliment. She's a House Negro two ways. One, she's a congressional member of the House and a Negro. Makes her a House Negro. Number two, Maxine Waters lives among the white folks. That's what constitutes a House Negro in the eyes of the leftists. So call her what she is. Who's exposing the fraud of Maxine Waters? I just mentioned him, my man crush, Omar Navarro. He and a dozen protesters or more were dozens. They had a mariachi band out in front of Maxine Waters' home. Now, she wasn't home at the time of the protest, but I got to tell you, I was impressed. A Mexican man, Omar Navarro, I'm going to say it so you understand what I'm saying, Navarro, he decides he's going to take this thing to Maxine Waters' house, megaphone and all, and bring a mariachi band. And he says to Maxine Waters, I'm coming to get you. I'm the real champion of the world. She ain't the champion of the world. I'm the champion of the world. And he just goes after her. Mariachi band. He staged his protest. He had Alinsky smiling in his grave. I knew nothing about Navarro until I saw that story. Anyone willing to break the stranglehold that the race pimps like Maxine Waters has over blacks is a friend in my book. That's right. And Navarro's use of Maxine Waters' $3 million home as a backdrop was only exceeded by the mariachi band's subtle suggestion that Waters only cares about blacks and not Hispanics. Hashtag impeach Maxine, said Navarro when he did an interview. I love this. I love this story. You know, these are the types of things that endear me to certain conservatives because he's doing something. He's not just sitting around, and he's doing something creative. And what he does is he's using the tactics of the left. They don't work against us anymore, but they work against the left. Because they are never used against them. Here's what he says. See, Maxine is talking about impeaching Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, and yet she doesn't ask herself, what about her? What about her not doing her job for 35 years? Navarro could not be more correct. The devastation to the black community in the wake of Obama cannot in any way, folks, be overstated. And the people who have allowed this to happen are people like Maxine Waters, the congressional black circus, the professional race pimps who don't care about black folks. All they care about is black folks making them money. And of that group, Waters is undoubtedly the most vocal. Do you happen to know who the leader of the Congressional Black Caucus is. I mean, the appointed president of the caucus, they have one all the time. It may still be Clyburn, but I'm not sure. But here's what I'll tell you. It doesn't matter. Maxine Waters is getting more play than any of the other people that are in the Congressional Black Circus today. She's the de facto leader of it. So why do they even bother having one? Anyway, members of the black community and the Latino community are calling on Maxine Waters to resign. Now, I told you guys a while back, Maxine Waters backing off of impeachment of Donald Trump a little bit. She brings it up. She's not nearly as vocal. It's because of people like Navarro. See, they thought monolithically everybody supports Maxine Waters and what she's trying to do by impeach Trump or impeding his progress and what he's trying to do. It's not happening. And they also know that while she conveniently overlooked the carnage of Obama with blacks and calls for the impeachment of President Trump, the allegations are silly. The allegations that Trump colluded with Russia are as false as her hair color. And Waters and all these Democrats know the Russian narrative is a blatant lie, yet they continue to perpetuate that lie. Trump creates jobs. He's begun stabilizing America's foreign policy. And no matter what he does, and Maxine Waters said she'd do it, no matter what Donald Trump does, Maxine Waters tries to thwart it. She tries to thwart it at every turn. When do you give a guy a chance? Obama was given a chance. In fact, when he got elected, Trump was you got to give the guy a chance. I didn't like it. I didn't want to give him a chance. I knew what his agenda was. I tried to save us some steps. But Trump, he's elected, he's a president, give him a chance. He got his chance, he blew it. But do you think these people are going to give Trump a chance?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Well, as I mentioned, there are changes afoot at Fox News. Dun, 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 dun. No, it's not me. I would love to tell you guys, oh, yeah, Fox, they just made me an eight-figure deal to take over a spot for O'Reilly. Tucker's going to go back to... Actually, I wouldn't care if they said that or not, to be honest. The workload for that... it's crazy. Could I do it? Absolutely. I'm more than prepared. Seriously, God finally has whispered in my ear, Kev, you're ready. And, you know, we're having some very loose discussions. If something comes of it, great. If not, no big deal. Seriously, I'm happy being a contributor. I'd like to see my role expand, just because I think that the information's very good, what we're able to put out, what my team puts together every day. But if not, it's okay. I will survive. Hey, if you want to contact the program, 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. KJRadio.com. So, changes afoot at Fox News. Now, here's what's interesting. A couple weeks ago, I had to go to to New York to do sensitivity training. And I chronicled that. I thought it was such a joke. Sensitivity training. Okay, go. I'm now more sensitive. Thank you very much. You know, but it's such a joke, because it's almost like, look, treat people with respect. You're good to go. You want to ask a chick out at work and it's not against policy, ask her once. She says no, you're done. Right? End of story. There's all kinds of things. It's common sense. But here's the problem. Common sense doesn't exist anymore in the mainstream, because we have far too many people with the disease of liberalism. They don't know where things end and others begin. You ask a woman, hey, listen, would you be interested in going out with me? Stalker! But if it's the right guy, then it's not a stalker. So it's all this craziness that we have to deal with, that you can no longer nuance in life, because it's got to be black and white. Here's the policy. Follow this. You know, if you ask some chick out, hey, would you like to go out for dinner? No. Okay, cool. Nope. You know, I'll don't be mad when you see me with this other girl, you know? So things like that. And look, I could go on. I chronicled all the craziness. I asked 50 questions. I could have kept that session going for 4 hours. I did it out of respect for my peers, not to just put these people on the spot. But they did change one policy
with us when I was there that they said, we got to review this because that was a great question by Kevin. Why am I reliving all this Fox stuff? Well, I have a point. Bob Beckel, who you know, the liberal who was on the, I think they call the show The Five, he got let go from Fox after a racist comment. Now, he shows the left in all their glory, if you ask me, because I sat in the green room of CNN with an attractive blonde who happened to be there. She was not on the show. She was with somebody else. And Beckel walked in, fresh from rehab. Guys, this is a true story. And he had been furloughed by Fox for the first time for, I think, substance abuse. And, you know, he was drinking too much and maybe he was on painkillers. I honestly don't remember, but you can find out all the details. But he got let go from Fox, and I didn't know where he went. So before I had a Fox deal, I was over at CNN, walking to the green room, pretty lady who's there, blonde lady, and we ended up talking, hey, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, no flirting or anything, just regular conversation. And I learned she's waiting on somebody there in the green room. So Beckel walks in. And I swear, I thought the dude was like, he looked like death eating a cracker is the way I would describe him. Me and this blonde lady recognize who he is. Everybody, hey, hi, you know, whatever. But Beckel's eye was trained on this woman. She was an attractive woman, so I don't blame him. And he asked her what she would be talking about during her segment. And as I said, she and I had spoken earlier, so I was aware she wasn't going on TV. And when he asked that question, she looked at me like, why does he think I'm going on TV? And I wondered, that's what I was thinking she was thinking, because I was like, well, what about me? You know? So he had no idea. He didn't even look my way. It was like he just presumed you're not going on TV. CNN has its quota of black people, so who are you waiting on? And it was just a funny interchange. And so finally we start talking. I said, well, you know, I forget. I ended up striking up a conversation. And here's what was interesting about that conversation. Beckel presumed I was a leftist. Whatever it was. Well, you know how they are on the other side, blah, 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 blah. And he's going on about it. And I went, nah, I don't quite go with you on that. And when he got the pushback, honestly, it's been so long, I don't recall per se, but you could sense that he knew things were different. Like, okay, I'm not in a cocoon of ignorance if everybody's going to agree with me. And you know, you guys know me. If I disagree, I disagree. So anyway, let's back to his firing. Beckel's firing comes as no surprise to me. None at all. Many of you, when he went on The Five, and I'll tell you, when that show first aired, I was like, what is the deal? And he's just such a blowhard. And we talk about Donald Trump as being crass. Look at Beckel. Now, I'm not saying Beckel's ever going to be president, but I'm just saying this is a guy that the left wants out there. It's like Jim Carville. He's Jim Carville of the Northeast versus, you know, that was Southern Republicans ain't got nothing to say. See, that's Carville. Beckel's just as typical Northeastern brash, you know, that just makes you go, ugh. I mean, you just want to punch him. So, no surprise at all to me that Beckel gets fired. He dissed me at CNN. I mean, it was one of these unintentional, I'm not saying the dude is racist, but it was this obvious overlooking of me as potentially going on to talk. And, you know, in a very dismissive conversation. That's the best way I could describe it. I don't know if he recognized me. I doubt if he did, because not based on the conversation he didn't. But it was almost like, hey, here's why, man. I'm going to give you your opinion. This is the way it is. And you would agree, right? No, not quite. Oh, well. You know, and he's just this kind of grunting old man is the way I saw him. So he gets fired. He could have been fired for his work. He presents this leftist view in such a way. And quite frankly, I was surprised that Fox brought him back. Just being honest. I guess it's difficult to find leftists who really want to stay on the firing line. It's like what's the chick, Bela, Jedediah Bela, who's now on The View. She worked her way into a show on The View. Jedediah is the only conservative, and I listen to her. She's not, she waters down her conservatism in order to fit in with those girls. And I will tell you, being that one person like Elizabeth Hasselbeck and others, that's got to be tough because you eventually water down. And that's what I've kind of begin to see. Bekel doesn't. And I'll give him credit. To his credit, he stays. He gives these guys heart attacks, the producers at Fox. He has no filter. On several occasions, the dude actually dropped an F-bomb and other obscenities on the air, and it's not accidental. Bekel's not just going, he does it because that's the way he talks. That's the way he is. So, yeah, I think he should have been fired for his crassism and not so much for his racism. But he was fired over, quote, racist comments. And here's what the network released a statement, and it said this. Bob Bekel was terminated today for making an insensitive remark to an African-American employee. That was the extent of the statement. And it cracks me up because think about the power that's in that comment that I just made. You go up to, you're walking down the hall, and you say, what's up, bro? As a white person to some black dude walking by. Yeah, what's up, bro? You keep going. Insensitive statement. I'm not his brother. Employee fired. I don't know what Bekel said because he's a strange guy. He probably felt immune because he's lefty. I don't know. I will tell you, the people at Fox, everybody thinks are conservative. They're not necessarily. So why would a brother try to get him fired? Was a brother really a conservative? I don't. Too many questions. But they fire this dude unceremoniously. Now, what they said was, this is a source at Fox. It said it was a black IT staffer who was working on Bekel's computer when an exchange occurred. And Bekel supposedly made an insensitive remark. It made me wonder. I wanted to just do something like a meme that says, you know, what insensitive remark did Bekel make to get fired, to a black employee did Bekel make to get fired from, Fox News, A, B, C, or D? A, my computer, my PC is black. Do you happen to have a white one? That was my first one, and I thought that was pretty clever. But what could he say? You know, I don't know what he would have said. Hey, is there a faster internet for white people? What could Bekel have said to a black employee that would get him fired? Attorneys handling a racial discrimination lawsuit are representing the IT employee and provided a little more context. They said Bekel told one of their clients, a black IT worker, that he was leaving office while the employee serviced his computer because the employee black. When the IT worker filed a complaint, Bekel attempted to intimidate him to withdraw it.
There you go.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. I saw a piece of an interview that Glenn Beck did with Teller, or Penn. I don't know which one, but Penn and Teller, the one that talks.
And there were some interesting things that came out of this interview. Now, they wanted you to go see The Blaze and see the whole interview. I only saw a clip of it. And I think it was about 5 minutes. I got about 3 minutes of it that I found the most intriguing about it. And it had to do with Teller saying he didn't like to be tricked. And I found it intriguing. I believe he's an atheist. At the very least, an agnostic. And he makes they did a thing about people believing in God as being silly, and I've never had a lot of respect for him after that. But it doesn't mean you dismiss everything that he says. But this particular segment that he did was interesting to me on so many levels, because he talked about magic and how he didn't like to be tricked and how he ended up viewing being tricked. And I want to talk about this after you hear the clip. I think you're going to find this as intriguing as I did. So let's take a look. Or take a listen.
You despise tricking people.
Well, you know, I really did. And it wasn't just a stance in magic. I really disliked magic.
Right.
Intently.
Right.
I really did. I was a juggler. You know, I started out juggling. I'm from a small town. The first person I met in show business was me. there's nobody. I mean, I would do little juggling shows at nursing homes and stuff.
How old were you?
When I started, John was 12.
12.
And I loved two things. You know, I loved science, reading, and all that. And I loved the idea of show business, although I didn't think I had a chance. You know, nobody from my town had ever had any sort of job. I mean, the closest was, and this isn't even a joke, was the projectionist at the theater. I mean, I thought, well, at least he's got something to do with, you know, entertaining. And I would go and talk to him. You know, this is the closest thing.
Where'd you grow up?
Greenfield, Massachusetts.
Okay.
It's a little factory town about an hour north of Springfield, right on the border of Vermont there. And Kreskin, you know, the awful mentalist, was on one of the talk shows, and he was talking about this scientific study of ESP, and he was selling this horrible little magic kit, ESP kit, science kit. And my parents, you know, were certainly not wealthy, but lower middle class. But it was a big deal that I had asked for the science thing, the CSP set. My sister had already moved out, and I was essentially being raised an only child. So I had my parents every night do the CSP set with me that they bought. And then I was in the library, and I was reading about juggling, which, if you remember your Dewey Decimal System, which I'm sure you do, juggling is right near magic.
Yes,
and I opened a book on magic, and I saw the trick that Kreskin had done on TV as a scientific experiment. I saw it as a trick in a Dunninger book.
Oh, my God.
And that moment in the library, as I remember it now, and I'm sure you change images as they go by, but it was just this blood-draining experience.
Because you believed it.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was a scientist. Because he said we were doing...
Did your folks... Your folks didn't believe that he was a scientist, though, right?
I think they just... I think they thought I could look into ESP. They didn't want to really argue with me.
Right.
You know, and they were willing to do these. And I was so humiliated, and I was embarrassed in front of my parents that I bought this set and I thought it was real and that we'd wasted our money on it. And that an adult who called himself a scientist had lied to me. And my grades went from straight A's in science right down to fails.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That segment... That little piece of it really struck me. It really did. He disliked magic. What he liked was science and, what do you say, science and technology, whatever, I don't know. But it was science, right? He believed in science. And so when he saw Kreskin, who was a mentalist, he got into the scientific study of ESP, and his family, he gets his family to buy this magic kit, because while he was, you know, well, I'll get to the juggling thing in just a second, but so he gets his family to buck up, to essentially indulge his whim, and the parents were good parents. They were like, yeah, let's indulge. Honestly, I'm going to be honest, folks, I don't know where I want to go with this. I don't. It struck me in a strange kind of way. Because I would feel the same way, wasting my grandparents' money. I can't recall a moment like that with him where what he described as a blood draining moment when he saw the magic trick for what it was in a chemistry book. And the revelation that he says is that this guy is presenting himself as this mystery guy when in fact it's just nothing more than the world being what it is. And his words that he used were, I was humiliated, I was embarrassed about wasting my money, but he was also embarrassed about being tricked. Now, for those of you who don't know, whatever this guy, I think this is Teller, but whichever one he is, he does shows where he exposes the charlatans. I don't think he's the mass magician, but he exposes some of these guys and his shows that I've seen that they used to have on HBO, I don't know if they still have it, was very revealing in the sense that he would say, I'm going to show you the trick. And he would have his buddy, the sidekick, show you how they slide the balls under the three cups and stuff like that. And then they would go on to fool you. And it was very entertaining because I think there was what's cool about it is the psychology, the trauma that he experienced as a youngster is playing itself out in his adulthood. He's saying, I'm going to show people. I'm not going to allow kids to be tricked into believing that this is more than what it is. So it's kind of an interesting thing. But the bigger piece is what and I think this is another angle to this that we can all kind of learn together, is he says, an adult had lied to me. See, he expected more from adults. If you don't know something, say something. If you do, in other words, if you don't know something, tell me I don't know. If you know something, show me. And don't give me tricks. Tell me this is a trick. Don't lie to me. Let me tell you, folks, this is the biggest issue that the left suffers from. This is the biggest potential that we have. We have no conveyor belt to tell kids they're lying to you. So they keep popping these little cookies out, right? Check it out. Check it out. Here's another one. Here's another one. And they've got them on the conveyor belt of ignorance. Here it is. Here it is. This is the way the world works, snowflakes. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And then at some point, the realization hits. Unfortunately, far too late. And I don't know what we can do. And that's what we're working on. My team is trying to speed that process up to where kids go, wait a minute. That's not true. And they recognize it earlier. But until then, there is no revelation. And so what happened with this particular Penn and Jillette, I'm just going to use both of them. The one guy discovers they've been lying to me. Here I thought this was science. This is the thing that I've held my... He had a love for it. Well, instead, you know what he did? He fights against them now. He's not a liberal. I think he describes himself as libertarian. But he's certainly not a liberal. He's making a living with his craft, despite liberalism. Why? Because he's good at it. He really sees the science behind it. My only criticism of him is he doesn't believe that God is there for him. But that's okay. That's his cross to bear, so to speak. But he's not being, stopped by liberalism. But when he got the reveal, what did he do? He's fighting back against everything that set up the lie. Guys, we have millions of these kids out there in this army that have been lied to. This is why I tell you, rest assured, in 2018, we are going to kick the liberals' butt, but good. How many black folks do you know that you say to yourself, they're delusional? I don't get it. When are they going to learn? Let me tell you what you got to do. You got to put the juggling book next to the magic book. That's what you do. The juggling book next to the magic book. He picked up the magic book and saw the trick. Not a chemistry book, I said earlier. A magic book. And he saw the trick that Kreskin did. And he went, you just blew my mind. I no longer believe you. That's where we are, folks. We have to do that. And that reveal is going to create
tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of people that believe us and not them.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.